say good evening. Miras Hashem, tonight we will begin the halachos of Megillah and Miras Hashem in celebration and anticipation of Rosh Chodesh Adar. So we're still learning from Rav Melamed here, Pnei Halacha. So kind of just to jump into the halachos of Megillah, very important halacha. So Rav Melamed writes, he says, Mitzvah kriyas Megillah, likora mitoch Megillah kshera. So the halacha by Megillah is that one is supposed to read the Megillah from a kasher Megillah. The definition of a kasher Megillah, haynu shnichtava b'diyo ala klaf. Again, also tied in a little bit to the sugyas that we're doing in Daf Yomi now as well. That is written with tiyo, particular type of ink, and on klaf. Ve'im amar osa al peh, o shekara mitoch sefer mutvas, lo yatzadecha vaso. So therefore, again, if one reads the Megillah by heart, or one reads it out of a chumash, like a bound sefer, then ultimately one is not yotze. However, this is a very important qualification to this. Karas ikra mitoch ha-megillah, ves chelka kara mitoch sefer mutvas, o amar baal peh, yatzadechova. However, that is only if you read the majority of the Megillah, either by heart or ultimately, again, from a bound sefer. But as long as one has read, or for that matter, heard, the majority of the Megillah from a scroll, even if one ends up reading some of the Megillah, baal peh, by heart, or for that matter, from a chumash, from a printed Megillah, then ultimately, again, one is yotze. The only thing that would disqualify is the most important thing is you can't miss a word of the Megillah. If one misses a word, then one has not discharged their obligation, would have to go ahead and start again. But if one got the majority of the Megillah ultimately from the Baal Korei, let's say reading from the Megillah, but you miss a little bit, you can make it up even Baal Peh, by heart, or win a printed sefer. Rav Melamed goes on, he says, this is perhaps one of the most important halachas in Hilchos Megillah. Why? Because he points out over here, in Baruch Hashem, in many shuls, where Megillah reading is leibedig, you have children who are there, sometimes you get a Baal Korei with a heavy foot, and right, he doesn't want to give time for Haman, he wants to move forward a little bit, so the Haman is still going on, and the tzibor is still making noise. What could easily happen? A person could miss a word or two. What does one do in such a circumstance? So he writes, "Hapitaron lekach shekol mi shehechzer b'shmi asam mila o kama milim yashlim osam miyad b'kriya me'asefer shalafanav." So there's a very simple remedy. If you know that you missed some words, even if you missed a couple of psukim, as long as you make it up from within the text or even by heart, then ultimately and catch up with the Baal Korei, you're good to go. V'im beintayim ha-korei himshich halo yamshich likro ad shiyagia lemokom sha-korei nimtza. Ultimately, again, even if the Baal Korei obviously is not waiting for you to catch up, but you go ahead, do whatever you can to catch up to the Baal Korei, even if you end up reading a couple of psukim from your chumash. And even though, again, obviously a chumash is not a proper instrument to discharge one's obligation for Kriyas HaMegillah, remember, since you're hearing the majority of the Megillah from the Baal Korei, who is reading from a proper cloth, even if you end up reading either by heart or from a chumash a number of words or a number of psukim, you have still fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah.